he turned to me and he said, Mato Shecheach Sheilani, he asked me, what is it that you forget? Onisi ani Shecheach Lefomin Lispalil Mincha. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg was a tremendous maspid, as you might imagine, learned 18 hours a day and more. And when he was deep into learning, he lost all sight of time and where he was. And it happened on occasion that he actually forgot the daven mincha. So he told Rav Tolly these exact words, Ani shocheach lefomin lispalel mincha. Rav Weinberg continues, Noatz bi shtei einayim muhos umaboto hoyo kokach oyom v'omar b'charoda v'gamri shocheach ato lispalel o rak b'tzibur ato shocheach lispalel. So Rav Nachfoli looked at him with angry and in amazement, angry eyes, and gave him a stare and frightened him almost to death. And Rav Nachfoli asked him, what do you mean you forget the daven mincha? Do you mean that you forget entirely the daven mincha? Well, what you probably mean is that sometimes you forget the daven mincha, the tzibur, together with the minyan, in Slobodka. Weinberg continues, Merov pachat, my knees were shaking. Mimaboto hachoder miharti lanos. I was so frightened by his stare at me that I quickly responded, Ani rak shocheach lispalel b'tzibur. Oh yes, it's that I just forget on occasion to daven with a minyan. Nirga ksas, so he calmed down a bit, v'amar, and he said, it is Rav Nachfoli Amsterdam, Sha'abedat z'mecho lispalel tamid v'yeshiva. You have to force yourself and undertake from now on never to daven anywhere except in the yeshiva. So obviously he will not daven three times a day with a minyan. Bosi b'hisvadesi b'fnei asaba alka. So this young boy, Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, this young Eli, went over to the Mashiach, the altar of Slobodka. His conscience was bothering him. He went over to the altar and he told the altar Nebuch that he had lied to Rav Nachfoli Amsterdam. He's right to that. And he indicated to Rav Nachfoli that he had forgotten to daven b'tzibur when in fact he had forgotten to daven at all. Go'ar v'yasavo, the Alta Mislabotka got angry at Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. V'yomar li, he said, Shakron, liar, ho'nesa dato shel odom golo v'tzadik. I don't know if you lie, but you pulled the wool over the eyes of one of the greatest tzaddikim of this generation, Rav Nachfoli Amsterdam. Lech l'Rav Nachfoli. Go to the home of Rav Nachfoli. Behoda al emes. And you have to tell Rav Nachfoli the truth. Sirafti b'chol oz. Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg says, he refused. Mirov pachat. Mimaboto shor nafoli, kishe yishma shelo amarti es kol emes. Couldn't do it. Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg could not force himself to go admit his error before Rav Nachfoli Amsterdam, because he knew exactly what kind of stare, what kind of look he would get from Rav Nachfoli when he told him the truth. Avol asabo gozer alai, but what could I do? The Alta Slobodka ordered me to go to Rav Nachfoli. Shebe imlo atzayeslo osur li lidros al biftan besa. Yalta said that if I refuse to listen to him and to go to the home of Rav Nachfoli and admit my error, never again can I enter the home of the Alta Slobodka. Kibalti is gzeroso. I had no choice, says Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, but to accept gzero. V'nichnati b'fnei asava. I humbled myself before the Alta Slobodka, the Alachti of Nachfoli Amsterdam, Kichli Mole Busha, my head hanging low. I started walking to Nachfoli Amsterdam's house. Alicha ad HaKloiz Shor Nachfoli, the walk from the Slobodka Yeshiva till the Kloiz of Nachfoli was learning at that time, Oysa Arucha, Ma'alach Shal Shos, it was several hours walk. This must have been the Kloiz in Alexot. Bederech b'shulegas, and it was the winter and heavy snow. Terem igati somuch l'pesach beisom. Just before I got near the door of